Hello, this is the Fatigue Podcast. I'm your host, Kate O'Riordan. I'm a nutritional therapist and chronic fatigue recoverer. So my mission is to help women with fatigue, brain fog and bloating to have more energy to do the things they enjoy and get things done. If you're looking to feel energized and normal again, then you're in the right place. So my goal with this podcast is to share my story of how I recovered from chronic fatigue syndrome, share others' inspiring stories, and share useful nutrition tips on how to have more energy. Welcome to the Fatigue Podcast. Hi everyone, and today I'm going to be giving an update and also talking about fatigue and time boundaries. So first, I just wanted to explain where I've been really. Sorry for the long gap in producing episodes. I've just been very busy. I was, you know, seeing somebody, which was, you know, quite time consuming, and then very busy with work, and I haven't had time to do the podcast episodes, but now I seem to have more time available, so I'm back and I wanted to share some insights I've had recently about fatigue and time boundaries. So sorry for the delay. So what I wanted to talk about was, so what I found with people who have fatigue, who feel tired a lot, is oftentimes they're quite sort of overgiving people with their time, which I know I have found myself. I'm like that. And also, you know, clients and other people with CFS I've seen can quite often have that type of personality. I mean, for instance, I had a client recently who was sort of staying late after work past the time that she was due to go because she wanted to make sure she got everything done, and then she was getting back late and then ended up going to bed late and not getting a very good sleep, and it was kind of like a negative cycle of feeling tired the next morning and then kind of repeating the cycle. It's because she wanted to, you know, I suppose be productive and get everything done and do a good job, but it was sort of harming her. So this is why time boundaries are important. So when she started implementing, making sure she left work on time, you know, getting back home time, she had more time to do chores she needed to do and, you know, cook the dinner, and ended up going to bed earlier and just having more time to wind down and relax, you know, maybe like read a book and just really, you know, getting back time to relax, and then falling to sleep earlier and getting a better quality sleep, and then waking up in the morning feeling more refreshed. So this is why it's boundaries are really important with fatigue, because it can be simple things like that, just, you know, going to bed on time, that can make such a huge difference in your energy levels. So this is something that's really important when you're, you know, feeling burnt out and tired, to make sure that you put yourself first, you know, schedule in some me time to wind down and relax before bed, time to, you know, cook a healthy dinner and do what you need to do. And also asking for help if you need it. You know, if you've taken on too much, which especially women can tend to do, especially, you know, if you have kids, you work, you do all the housework, the cleaning, it's just a lot to do, isn't it? So, maybe asking for help from your partner. I'm sure your partner will be happy to help. Taking a few things off your plate, giving them to someone else to give you more time to do what you need to while you're getting well. That's something that's really important as well. Or I know it's hard, for instance, if you're like a single mum, then it could be maybe getting outside help, maybe hiring a cleaner if you have the budget. Just prioritizing your time is really important as well. Doing the most important essential things first, and scheduling that me time, even if it's just like having a relaxing bath before bed. Just something to help you wind down. Or if it's, going for a walk in nature on your break. If, for instance, if you work in an office, just getting out in the fresh air for 20 minutes, seeing all the beautiful nature is really therapeutic and quite energizing actually to have a little walk. So it's things like this. And with me, thinking back on how I used to be just before I got ill, I was an overachiever. Well, I was at university, studying and also working on my placement year full time at the same time. So, I'd walk to work, do my job, come back, and I wasn't eating healthily. Just have usually a ready meal put in the oven or microwave. And then do my studying. And it's like I was burning the candle at both ends. And I wasn't taking time for myself to rest and relax, just working or studying all the time. I didn't have any friends sort of nearby to socialise with on my placement in High Wycombe. So, because that's important as well, I mean, taking time to socialise with friends and family or spending time with pets as well, it's really therapeutic, rather than just work, work, work all the time. So that I think that's how I burnt myself out and ended up with chronic fatigue syndrome. So this is something I think we need to learn when we're getting our energy back. I mean, yeah, it's something I still need to look at. It's not occasionally going over time in consultations due to my overgiving nature. Oops. Which I'm sure my clients don't mind. And, me time, obviously I'm a lot better now, I'm fully recovered. And I do scheduling me time, I do yoga once a week, go for a walk in nature once a week, go to bed early, cook healthy food, things that you just get into a habit of doing. They say it takes them seven times of doing something before it becomes a habit. And then it's just like brushing your teeth. You just do it naturally. So it's just about scheduling that time initially, just starting with one thing and getting consistent with that until it just becomes second nature. So I just wanted to say that, yeah, it's really important to put ourselves first above other people, or we have nothing to give to them. Because if we're burnt out, you can't look after your kids, you can't work, you can't do anything. So we have to put ourselves first so we can give to others and help them in their lives. And it's not being selfish, it's self-love, it's self-care. And it's setting a good example to others as well. If your kids see you doing that, then they pick up good habits as well. They start seeing what you're eating and eating healthier, or wanting to take care of themselves, do exercise, go for a walk. So yeah, I hope you found that interesting today. And again, sorry for the delay, but hopefully I'll be back a bit more regularly. I'm not going to have time next week, unfortunately, to do an episode, but hopefully the weekend after, I'll try and be back on here more regularly, sharing more updates and insights with you. So yeah, and happy new year, everyone. Hope you're having a good January and staying warm wherever you are. And yeah, thanks so much for listening and for following me. And if you enjoyed today's episode, click subscribe and then you'll get notifications of further episodes. And if you're particularly if you're on Apple Podcasts, they give you notifications there or Spotify. So yeah, thanks so much for listening and have an amazing day or night wherever you are in the world. And hopefully I'll be back soon. So take care and bye for now, everyone.